on your sheet. Did you put it on your
I want to call our meeting, regular meeting, Town of Brule, January 9th. Can you silence our electronic devices? Mr. Baker, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Debbie, can we have the roll call, please?
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Reshard? Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nissa?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Have the minutes in our package. Kind of went over them last week. December 12th meeting, if y'all want to, can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Bourgeois. All in favor? Oh, yeah. Any comments from the public? Forget this is a regular meeting, huh? No comments? Okay, all in favor? All opposed? All right, we go to committee reports. Let's see. Public Works Committee, I don't think we have anything. We talked about that drainage situation that we had last couple weeks ago.
They did some more digging about that. They don't want to spend any more, so.
I think for the minutes, let's just say that the improvements to the sewer system helped considerably with possible problems.
Yep, that force main that we put in.
Yeah, a statement like that.
I met with Shane today and everything looks pretty good back along that fence line. We didn't go back today. I'm going to try to ride back there tomorrow and see if it's too wet.
I expect it regular.
I figured you did. Shane's our back Brule guy to check.
I have a back end drain.
Anything else on Public Works? Anybody else? Okay, on the planning and zoning, I'd like to get a motion to amend the agenda and move that variance for Craig Daigle. Planning and
Second
by Ms. Niesler.
Can we do a roll call when we got a change to do?
I'll vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissa?
Yes.
Okay, on the planning and zoning, we had a last minute variance request for Craig Daigle on Orleans Quarters. This is the, we did a blanket approval for Busty, our new councilman. We did a blanket approval for fences on servitude in the back because everybody kept coming and coming, so we don't require them to go to planning and zoning.
It was on that phase.
Yeah, and so we don't require them in that group to come to planning and zoning and try to get a variance. Kind of did a blanket approval for planning and zoning, but it still has to come in front of us.
One requirement is, and I think I'll check it or I'll get with Shane on this, that they have culverts.
Yeah. Culverts, and then they put a fence on top.
Yeah.
So that, and if you look at the little drawing that he gave, I think it's the wood fence on the back where it says drainage servitude. He's going, if his culvert's not already in, he's going to have to put culverts in before he puts the fence there. Everybody in that back section, the yard was so small, everybody was coming to us putting culverts and putting fences.
So the blanket approval is for the entire street, all the way to the end.
Yeah.
That
planning and zoning on.
Yeah.
Right.
Just, but it's still got to come to us.
Zone and come to us.
Gotcha.
But they don't have to go to planning and zone over and over and over for the same thing.
It's just for fences, not if they want to be
right. Right, yeah, it's just for the fence on that back servitude.
Yeah, it's not for patios.
Yeah, anything else has to go to regular route, do planning and zone.
When it backs up to the Orleans Street property.
Yes. Actually, this is part of phase one.
The original.
So all the culverts are already there.
Yeah.
All the culverts are there.
Culverts are already there.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I think we gave a variance on that last section of a front yard, not requiring 30 feet, but 20 or 25, so that you have a little bit larger backyard on the last, most western filing.
The last development.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, can I get a motion for a variance?
I move.
Yep. by Mr. Neesler.
I second.
Second by Ms. Mootbaum. Comments from the audience? Here are no comments. We don't need roll call on that, do we? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Next is Finance Committee. Have anything under finance? Anybody have anything? Personnel Committee. As you can see, we have a list on personnel. We talked about this a little bit last week. I'd like to recommend Ms. Joanne Bourgeois as our mayor pro temp.
I move.
Okay.
Second.
By Mr. Neesler. Any roll call votes for appointment? Any public comments? Can we get a roll call vote, Ms.?
Yes. Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Andrade?
Yes.
Oh, signs ready already? It's like we just won a Super Bowl. Give her a T-shirt.
She probably had it existed.
Maybe from a previous time?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, next is consider town clerk. I'd like to welcome Mr. Blaine Rabelais here. He's here visiting with us tonight also. I'd like to recommend Blaine Rabelais as the next Brule Town Clerk since Debbie's retiring. We talked about it a little bit last week. Blaine will come in an annual salary of $70,000. Can I put a recommendation for Mr. Blaine Rabelais as town clerk?
No recommendation.
Rusty?
Second.
Mr. Andre? Any comments from the audience? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Andrade?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
That's next one. We're going to really vet this next one. You know, burn your tongue and then just try to get disability.
Okay. Next appointment is town attorney, Mr. Tom Acosta. We talked about that last time. Tom will bring us some consistency here with the changes we make.
I so move.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Joanne, second by Mr. Neesler. Any comments from the audience? No comments. No comments from the audience.
I was wondering whether Kim was going to say.
No comments, right? Give a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Neesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Andrade?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to thank all the council for supporting me on those recommendations. That really means a lot. We can all be together. And I'd like to welcome Blaine in. Blaine will start Monday. I forgot to mention that. Blaine's first day is going to be Monday. What is Monday?
Today.
Well,
Monday?
So it'll be Tuesday if we're off.
Today.
So Blaine will start Tuesday. He's taking a couple classes for us tomorrow and Wednesday on his own. On Wednesday and Thursday on his own time. So we really appreciate that, Blaine. Next up is our committees. Nothing's really changed, guys, and ladies on the committees. If you look at in your packet, we have a list of everyone that's on the committee. We can go through each one of them if you guys want and vote on. If you want to just vote on the whole page, I can read it real fast. We'll make one vote on all of them unless we have any changes.
That's good.
It's the same as what we discussed last week. All at once. And it's the same as what we discussed unless you guys see where you want to move. I think someone else needs to be on a different committee. I think our experience, the way we have it set up, looks pretty good.
I move we accept the recommendation on committee members.
By Mr. Neesler, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Comments from the audience? Right, we don't need a roll call vote, huh? All those in favor of the committees as they stated in your package, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. That's it. Okay, Recreation Committee.
Terry on a few more since he's not here. Maybe we ought to put Terry on a few.
Yeah, we should have, we should have.
Getting that community action thing.
All right, so any recreation, anybody? Anything recreation? We'll get moving as the year goes on. Police committee, Terry's not here, but I don't think we have any, Jonathan? Anything major? Governmental affairs, anything? No vetoed ordinances, any, no hearing, final action, any introduction of ordinances?
I got a draft at one.
Yeah, I know. We're going to take care of the candy scene later. No resolutions, commendations? Police department, you got a police report for us?
Good evening. For the month of December 2016, we had one 911 hangup, three disturbance calls, two damage to properties, two domestics, two harassing phone calls, one medical emergency, four miscellaneous calls, two private property crashes, one suspicious person, eight traffic accidents, 23 tows for no insurance, two brutally warrant arrests, and one attempted second-degree murder, which was on Christmas night. It was just a family issue. The person was arrested and taken into custody on scene. For the month, 52 total complaints, 272 total citations, and 313 total violations. For the calendar year of 2016, we had 928 total complaints and 3,607 citations issued. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
On, I did get a call from a couple citizens on Ori, and if we can just get some, I know y'all run that street all the time and you never catch anybody, but if they see people, if they see the police department going up and down, it might help a little bit.
Yeah.
Speed?
Just presence. You know, I mean, you got a second-degree murder, attempted murder back there. It's just not, you know, my phone started ringing. I wasn't even in office yet.
No.
So, anyway, just,
most of the problems is
you know what you're doing back there. I just wanted to bring it up. Some people called about
most
it.
Most everybody is in them one house back there.
Yeah.
It's ongoing dispute. Family house.
That's a reoccurring situation.
Oh, yeah. Not the shooting part, but
yeah.
Constantly a disturbance there.
That's back toward the end?
Yeah.
Jonathan knows when I called him. He goes, yeah, I know. Best or whatever.
2100.
Yeah.
When they called me and said they had shooting on Ori, I said, oh, I know what address that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just, all right. Next, mayor's report. I don't really have a whole lot, considering I've been in here 4 days. It's been a whirlwind. And I appreciate all you guys help pushing me. Police department, Debbie and the whole crew in the office, Tom. Council members, I appreciate you guys coming to me and bouncing stuff around. Any improvements y'all see? Doors wide open. And citizens, too. Doors wide open, so. Remarks of personal privilege?
I want to thank Shane Saradet and his crew again for checking and being proactive. Heavy rain.
Yep.
And I also want to read something that I'd like to have included in the minutes. This is for Debbie. In 19 years as a town Brule employee, Debbie Berthelot has always been super efficient, diligent, and conscientious in whatever position she has held. From her earliest days working in the now demolished building that housed the town hall and the police station, she has excelled in performing her duties. As town clerk, she always gave more than 100% in serving the town and its citizens, always showing respect and courtesy. Her work ethic is superb, and she has gone above and beyond requirements outlined in her job description to execute her duties. She has often stated that her obligation was to serve and be accountable to the council, mayor, and residents of the town of Brule. So on behalf of the council and the citizens of Brule, I'd like to say thank you, Debbie, for a job well done. Enjoy your well-deserved retirement.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yep, so for those of you who don't know, Debbie's retiring at the end of the month, and this is her last meeting. but she cannot leave till the end of the month. Any other remarks, personal privilege, anybody? Okay, announcements. Town Hall is closed on Monday, January 16th, so Blaine's first day will be Tuesday, January 17th. Landmark and Heritage Meeting, January 23rd at 6:30. Planning and Zoning Meeting, January 25th at 6:30. And with that, I have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
By Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
6:46.
All right, all right, all right.